Topic 94, Inoculations. What is the standing or value of inoculation or vaccination from an occult or esoteric standpoint? This question is often in the minds of healers as they ask the further question, which is the real basis of their interest, does it affect the subtler bodies? How? There is no occult standard or value in inoculation, any more than there is an occult standard or value in giving a hypodermic injection. The entire question concerning serums and inoculations has been tremendously overemphasized by the so-called occult students. The human body at the present time is the recipient of such a vast amount of substance extraneously precipitated into the interior of the body that the whole subject is of vaster import, yet of lesser importance than men think. Such is the paradox which I present to you. Wrong food of every kind, the inhalation of smoke down the centuries, the breathing in of tainted air, the taking of medicines and pills and tablets of every possible description, the rifling of the vegetable and mineral kingdoms in search of their ingredients, and the injection of mineral substances, of drugs and of serums, till one wonders sometimes at the remarkable assimilative powers of the human frame. In all fairness, however, I would remind you that as far as the physical well-being of man is concerned, these methods and techniques of the West have resulted in the production of a healthier race than in the East, in a very definite prolonging of human life, and in the elimination of many dire physical scourges which used to take their toll of man. This I, an Oriental, do admit. I have stated the situation thus in order to expand your view from the specific to the whole. In relation to disease and inoculation, I would remind you that there are three groups of diseases which are not special to man, but which are indigenous in the planet itself. These diseases are found in widely differing forms in all the kingdoms of nature. These three families or groups of diseases are 1. The great cancer group of diseases, 2. The syphilis group, 3. Tuberculosis. Most of the objections made by the doctors with occult tendencies are based unconsciously on a feeling that there should be higher methods of controlling diseases in man than by injecting into the human body substance taken from the bodies of animals. That is most surely and definitely correct, and someday it will be demonstrated. Another reaction on their part is one of sensitive disgust, again largely unrecognized. A more vital objection should be based on the suffering entailed on the animals providing the vaccine and other substances. The effect on the inner bodies is practically nil and far less than the diseases themselves. Herein lies for the future a most interesting question. How far do diseased conditions in the human body carry through and affect the inner bodies from the structural angle? It is a question I do not intend to answer. The controlling of modern disease is being handled by modern medicine primarily in three ways: through the science of sanitation, through preventative medicine, and through inoculation. These are the lower correspondences to methods of activity emanating from the astral plane, from the etheric levels, and from the earth itself. The science of sanitation, the use of water, and the growing knowledge of hydrotherapy are the precipitation on earth of certain inner activities on the astral plane of a most definite nature. From the angle of the aspirant, these methods are called purification. The science of prevention, both of diseases and of death, is the precipitation on earth of certain modes of procedure on the etheric plane, whereby forces are correctly used and certain destructive agencies are controlled and prevented from going the destructive way. The science of inoculation is purely physical in origin and concerns only the animal body. This latter science will shortly be superseded by a higher technique, but the time is not yet. from A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 322 through 324.